happening around town. It is time once again to go bowling for kids in support of the Children's Mentoring Connection. And joining us from the Children's Mentoring Connection this morning, Stacy Shaw and Jenny Hammond are with us in the studio. Ladies, thank you both for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it. First of all, give us all of the details on Bowling for Kids.
So the who, what, when, and where. So it is going to be April 5th and 6th.
Okay.
We will be at Sportsman's Lane again. And so you can pick your time that you want to bowl. There'll be three shifts each day at 11, 1, and 3. And so we have plenty of room yet for people to sign up. We do have our first shift at 11 on Saturday is full.
Okay.
So they are coming in, but we would love to be able to pack the lanes once again this year.
Absolutely. And how big of an event is this for what you do, Children's Mentoring Connection?
Yeah, so this is our signature event, and it is really important for us because we do not charge our families anything to enroll their kids and to be a part of it. And so it helps us to help our mentors in what they do. So we're able to then provide activities twice a month for them to come and do things together, and then other ways that we support our mentors as well as the different eight schools that we work with.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that for those that don't know, and we've talked about it many times in the past, but just to sort of reiterate all of the ways that CMC works with the youth in the community.
So, yes. So like Stacy had said, we are, in eight schools in Hancock County, and then we also have our community program. Mm-hmm. And it's so important, to get out there and be a volunteer in our community for our children. And this, like Stacy said, this event just really helps us, get the funds and that we need to do what we do in our community with the youth.
How many, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but how many youth are we talking about that are involved with CMC?
Yeah, so through with the kids in the school program and our community program, we're around 150 to 175 children that we serve with each year with the different school districts as well. So,
yeah.
And we have about 40 matches in our community-based program, mm-hmm. and we usually run around 15 kids on our waiting list. So that's really important that we're always trying to, once those 15 kids roll out, there's always 15 more to come.
Right.
So we don't want to have more kids on our waiting list than we can serve in some capacity. So the way that we're able to serve those kids while they're waiting for a mentor is they can come to our group activities as well, which allows us to get to know them a little bit better, but it also allows some of our incoming mentors to get to know the kids as well.
Very important, because obviously for all of the kids that you serve, and that's a lot of lives touched, for all of those individuals, the ideal is to have mentors for every single one of them.
Yes, absolutely. There's no fun with, for the children that are on the waiting, list. But like Stacy said, we do have that, twice a month activity that we mm-hmm. provide. So at least, they're able to come and, we do things with them so they don't feel like they're just waiting and not having the opportunity to enjoy the things that we provide.
Yeah. What is involved in mentoring, in becoming a volunteer?
So the biggest thing that's involved is fun, because who wouldn't want to have fun? Every day that we hang out with the kids, they make me laugh. I'm looking forward to tonight. We're painting pottery and some things like that. But what it's all about really is, once you get approved from us, so what there obviously is a vetting process mm-hmm. to that, because safety mm-hmm. is most important for
right.
the kids.
Right.
But I think all of our mentors, even our high school age mentors, would say they get just as much out of it as our kids get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they get to see our kids grow and develop and become great human beings out there. We have three of our kids who have been involved in our program probably since they were around the age of 8 that are graduating from high school this year.
Mm.
And all three are planning to go on to college and things like forensic science and
wow.
other kinds of biochemist is the other one, and I'm not sure what the third one is doing. But so these are kids that really, one of them, he's gone through Millstream's culinary programs.
Okay.
So it has been a blessing to watch them grow and develop over the years. And so a lot of that is in part to the relationship that they've had with their mentors.
Kind of interesting, mention that even high school age kids that are involved with the younger kids as mentors. get a lot out of this. And that's been something that in recent years there's been more of an effort, right, to get older kids slash young adults involved.
Right, right. So some of the mentors, like our high school mentors or even, you know, early 20s, some of them have gone through the program and know the impact that it has. So then they come back and do the mentorship, and then it really helps them develop for a career and that type of thing in their future.
Talk about giving forward.
Right.
Paying it forward.
Yes.
So Bowling for Kids is, as you mentioned, the signature event. This is a big deal to help you do what you do. So how do folks sign up?
Yeah, so like I said, we would love to be able to pack the lanes this year. So if you go to cmchancock.org/events and you click on that link, it's going to take you right to our registration page. Mm-hmm. You can register a team up to 5 people and help us raise funds.